Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 9 of Camera Position, a podcast about the creative side of photography. First off, I'd really like to thank those of you who've written in. It's really nice to know that there are folks out there listening and are interested in what Camera Position is offering to them. It also makes me feel a little less sequestered here as I sit in my little home office and talk in the dark into a microphone. So I really appreciate people who've written in, and would encourage anybody else to write in. Let me know what you think of Camera Position. Again, my email address, jeff@jeffcurto.com, and I'm really delighted to hear from anybody out there and hear what you have to say about Camera Position or about my History of Photography podcast that I know that some of you are probably listening to as well. So on to the content for today's episode of Camera Position. And what I'd like to do is talk about another one of my photographs this time, a photograph that I made quite some time ago, 1990, in Roma, in Italy, a phenomenally beautiful sculptural fountain, actually part of a fountain created by the great Baroque artist Bernini. And Bernini, of course, made so many of the great Baroque fountains in Rome and all over Italy. This particular fountain is in the Piazza della Rotonda, which is a piazza right outside the Pantheon, one of my very favorite buildings, and probably the subject of a future podcast because I've photographed it so many times. And this fountain it was something that initially struck me in a photograph that looks much like this one. I initially made a separate photograph, this farther or more distant view. And I think initially I was probably intrigued by the idea of not only the light falling on these sculptural heads, the sort of monstrous heads, but also the idea of the water splashing into the fountain below and all of those sort of bubbly, fun things that are going on down there and the sort of photographic phenomenon that represents. But what I think that I eventually discovered is that after I made this photograph, I sort of sat back and I looked at it. And again, I'm shooting in almost all of the photographs that we'll talk about, all of my photographs anyway, that we'll talk about in Camera Position, are photographs made with a large format 4x5-inch camera. It is my tool of choice. So what I ended up doing is sitting back and kind of looking and discovering that really what I was interested in was not so much the water itself, although that became a fairly integral part and obviously needed to be a part of the image, but my real interest was in this sort of comedy-tragedy aspect of the photograph. And really, when it comes right down to it, all of the technical things and the positioning of the camera and the lighting and all of the things that we might do post-production in terms of darkroom or Photoshop manipulation of images, really it comes down in my mind to the idea behind the photograph. And so as I tried to pare the essence of this image down, what I discovered was that my primary interest really was in this sort of comedy and tragedy aspect, an aspect of Italian culture that I've found to be particularly interesting over the years. And that idea of life being a comedy. And for the Italian people, at least many of the people that I've known, they seem to want to, or maybe just are born to look at life as a sort of series of comedic events that always have a kind of tragic possibility lurking behind them, almost a theatrical kind of an idea. And I think in many ways, much of Italian life and Italian culture does have this sort of theatrical sensibility to it. So this photograph for me, with this laughing, jovial, gargoyle creature spitting forth water, was contrasted by his weird little buddy here off to the side, but more importantly, this sort of ominous creature that I, in post-production, made quite dark in the darkroom, and then now working in Photoshop, because of course back in 1990, while we had Photoshop, we really didn't have any kind of way to deal with output of images in the way that we can now. So the idea of light versus dark of moving the camera in close and really paring down the subject to the essence. Again, I really think that photography is a lot more about editing out what you don't need as it is leaving in what you do. And I really am a firm believer that photographers are much more about being editors than they are about being creators of things. Yes, we make objects, we make photographic objects, but in the end, what we really do is edit the world and remove from the huge possibilities or huge variety of possibilities that exist for us out there in the world. We remove all the things that don't count. And in many ways, going back to the great Italian sculptors, going back to the idea that Michelangelo was reputed to have said that in order to make a sculpture, all you had to do was look at the stone and remove all of the things that weren't the figure you wanted to sculpt. So the idea of editing and removing and paring down and refining the idea, what it is that you want to communicate through a photograph. So I hope that this photograph communicates the idea of comedy and tragedy, and I hope that it does some of that for you too. And of course, always, if you'd like to look at more of my work, certainly please go to jeffcurto.com and you'll find a number of the pieces that I've made over the years there on that website. And also, if you have other comments about camera position or my History of Photography podcast, I'd love to hear from you. It's really an awful lot of fun to hear from people out there in the world who are listening and using these resources. And so drop me a note at jeff@jeffcurto.com, and I look forward to speaking with you again at the next episode of Camera Position, a podcast about the creative side of photography. Thanks for joining me.